If you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn with me to the 11th chapter of Hebrews.
请我们翻开希伯来书第十一章。
Before we plow ahead, let's look back one a few minutes.
我们往前走之前，我们先往回头看一下。
We noticed yesterday in the morning that our faith is linked to the promises of the Word of God.
昨天早上我们说过，信心乃是与主的话相连。
Our faith isn't based in ourselves.
我们的信心不是靠我们自己。
It's not because we wish something or hope something.
不是我们想要怎么样，盼望怎么样。
But it's as we put our feet down upon the Word of God and the promises of the Word of God.
乃是我们立足于神话语的信实。
And believe them.
相信他。
And hold on to them by faith.
抓住神的话语。
Abel, because of his faith, offered to God a good sacrifice.
亚伯因着信献祭与神是更美的祭。
It was a sacrifice that came out of a pure heart.
乃是一个从他心里面献出来的祭。
It was something that was acceptable before God.
乃是神所悦纳的祭。
We noted yesterday that because of faith, Enoch walked with God.
我们昨天也说到，以诺因着信与神同行。
In every part of his life.
在他生活的每一个层面。
He didn't differentiate between church or conferences and school or business.
并没有教会、特会、学校生活的不同。
He walked with God before his family.
他在他的家人面前与神同行。
And he had this testimony that he pleased God.
他有被神喜悦的明证。
And that we read in the scriptures was because of faith.
我们读圣经就知道，乃是以诺因着信。
We read that by faith Noah built an ark.
我们也读到，挪亚因着信建方舟。
And Hebrews tells us that it was to the saving of his household.
希伯来书告诉我们。建方舟使他的全家得救。
It took many years.
他花了许多年建方舟。
But when it came time for them to enter into the ark, his family all went in with him.
当时候到了的时候，他的全家与他同进方舟。
He did that by faith.
他乃是因信做了这件事。
Without faith, it's impossible for us to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
We have to come to him in the confidence that he deserves.
我们必须来到神的面前，相信神配得。
The God who is with us this morning,
神早上与我们同在。
Is the God that created the heavens and the earth.
神乃是那位创造天地的神。
But yet he loves to walk among his people.
但是神喜悦在他的子民当中行走。
He loves to reveal himself to us.
他喜悦将他自己启示给我们。
And he wants us to respond to him in faith.
他喜悦我们在信心的里面来到他的面前。
We read in the Bible, if we come to him in the faith and believe him, we're going to receive.
如果我们来到他的面前，我们相信他，我们就能够得到所求的。
That first song we sang was a wonderful expression of our prayer before God this morning.
我们唱的这首歌说到我们何等的喜乐来到他的面前。
Lord, we want you to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
主，我们求圣灵充满我们。
We want you to fill us with your faith and with your love.
我们盼望你充满，将你的信，将你的爱充满我们。
Now when we pray a prayer like that, we have to expect an answer from God.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们如此祷告，我们就期盼神会答应我们的祷告。
Because it's God's good pleasure to give to you His kingdom.
因为神乐意将他的国度赐给我们。
He's more desirous to give to you than you are to receive from him.
哦，神比我们所求的更盼望给我们。
But we need to come to him in that faith.
但是我们必须凭信来到他的面前。
In the English group or college group, whatever it is in the afternoons.
在我们下午的英语聚会。
We continue to look at the life of Abraham.
昨天我们交通到亚伯拉罕的生活。
That's a large part of this 11th chapter of Hebrews.
这是希伯来书十一章很重的一个比例。
We're going to skip over it in our group session this morning.
但是早上我们不读亚伯拉罕。
Excepting to mention one little aspect of Abraham's life that is important in understanding the rest of the chapter.
我们只稍微提一下亚伯拉罕生命里面极重要的一个部分。
We know that God called Abram out of Ur of the Chaldees and he went out by faith.
我们知道神呼召亚伯拉罕出乌尔地。
It says in Hebrews 11 that he went out and he didn't know where he was going, but God was going to lead him.
当神呼召他的时候，要他出去的时候，亚伯拉罕还不知道往哪里去。
And by faith, all he needed to do was to follow.
但是亚伯拉罕凭着信就照着神的话出去了。
God would take care of him.
神会照顾他一切的事。
God would provide for Abraham.
神会供应他一切的所需。
The only thing Abraham needed to do was to respond and to obey the word of God.
亚伯拉罕所做的 就是答应神的呼召，顺服神的呼召。
And so as he went out, the Lord then spoke to him.
所以当他出去的时候，神跟他说，
The Lord gave him some wonderful promise.
神给他好的应许。
The Lord told Abram that he was going to have a child.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，你将有子孙。
And that through Abraham, all the nations of the world would be blessed.
经过亚伯拉罕，万国都要蒙福。
All the nations in Asia would be blessed.
所有亚洲的国家都要蒙福。
All those in Europe would be blessed.
欧洲的国家都要蒙福。
Africa, North America.
非洲、北美。
The whole world would be blessed through the faith and the pedigree of Abraham.
全世界都要因为亚伯拉罕的信而蒙福。
That comes down to you and I today.
那就是今天你也临到你我的身上。
Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕相信神。
And God counted that faith of Abraham as righteousness.
神就以此为亚伯拉罕的义。
Abraham was not made righteous by circumcision.
亚伯拉罕称义不是因为他受了割礼。
Circumcision was a sign.
割礼不过是一个记号。
But it didn't make him righteous.
割礼并不让他有义。
Abraham was made righteous because he believed God.
亚伯拉罕被称为义乃是因为他相信神。
You and I this morning are made righteous because we put our faith in God.
今天我们坐在这里，我们被称为义乃是因为我们相信神。
It's not any external characteristic or mark.
来不是我们外面所有一切的记号。
It's not anything that we do for ourselves or to ourselves.
不是我们对于我们自己所做的任何事情。
But it's by faith.
乃是信神。
And the just shall live by faith.
义人必因信而生。
And in the 15th chapter of Exodus, of Genesis,
在创世纪第15章,
the Lord spoke a word to Abram.
谁向亚伯来说话?
It was a promise.
这是神的应许。
It's in the 13th verse.
在第13节,
and the Lord said to Abram, verse 13, chapter 15,
谁向亚伯来说?
Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又不是那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。
And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚，后来他们必带着许多的财物从那里出来。
And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age.
那你要将大寿数平平安安归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。
Now you remember that when the Lord spoke to Abram in this time,
我们记得当时向亚伯拉罕说的时候，
it was an unusual occurrence.
这是一个非常不平凡的一个环境。
God didn't speak to people very often in this particular time.
在那个时候，神并不常向人说话。
This was well before the prophets.
这是在预言之前所发生的。
This was at the beginning of communication between God and man.
这是在神与人之间有一直来往之前发生的。
And when God spoke to an individual and gave them his word, that was a big occurrence.
当神向一个单独的人说话，这是一件大的事情。
Now we read that God in these days speaks to us by his son through his word.
我们知道在今世，神借着他的儿子向我们说话。
There was no word of God in Abraham's day.
但是在那一个时候，并没有圣经。
I don't think God spoke to very many people in Abraham's day.
我讲神在那一个时代并没有向许多的人说话。
So when you heard God speak to you, it was something to be told.
所以当你听到神向你说的时候，这是一件大的事情。
It was important.
重要的事。
And here God says, Abram, one day your descendants are going to be carried off into slavery.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，你的子孙有一天要成为奴役。
They're going to be taken by a nation who you don't know.
他们要被一国掳去。
But after 400 years, they're going to come out again.
但是经过400年之后，他们要从那个地出来。
Now this yet didn't apply to the people of God.
那个时候还没有应许在神的。This
was something that was going to happen in the future.
那是将来所要发生的事。But
it was a word from God.
但是是神所说的。
And it was a promise from God that these people would come out again after 400 years.
那也是神的应许。 神的子民要从那地出来。
When you get to the words in Hebrews 11 that concern after Abraham, his son Isaac,
当我们读到亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的时候，
you notice it in verse 20.
我们请读20节。
We read in verse 20 that Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things that were to come.
以撒应的信指的将来的事给雅各、以扫祝福。
The story is found in the 27th chapter of Genesis.
这是在创世纪第27章所说的。
You don't have to turn there, but you might remember that story.
我们不必翻到那里，我们就可以记住。
You remember how Jacob and his brother Esau.
我们记到雅各和他的兄弟以扫。
They really weren't very much alike.
他们非常的不相像。
Esau was a man of the field.
以扫是一个让人敬畏、让人害怕的人。
He loved to hunt.
他是一个往野外打猎的人。
Jacob was more a mama's boy.
雅各是比较像是属妈妈的孩子。
They were quite different.
他们非常的不一样。
And their father Isaac,
他们的父亲以撒,
he was now getting old.
以撒逐渐年长。
Isaac, of course, was Abraham's promised child.
以撒就是亚伯拉罕所生给亚伯拉罕应许的儿子。
But now, as he's getting old, some things physically are falling apart.
以撒逐渐年老了，他的身体也逐渐的衰坏。
His eyes are beginning to get a little dim.
他的眼目逐渐的迷糊。
Can't see like he used to see.
不能像以往那样子来看。
That's happening to me too.
同样发生在他身上。
Now, this year, I noticed that my arms are a little too short.
现在我有点远视眼。
But anyway, Isaac was much worse than I am.
但是以撒,
he couldn't even tell the difference between who he was looking at.
他不能分辨雅各跟以扫是谁。
He couldn't even tell the difference between his two boys.
他没有办法分辨他的两个儿子。
And he recognized that he was soon going to die.
他知道他不久就要去世。
Not because his eyes were getting dim, but a lot of other reasons too.
不仅仅是因为他的眼目昏迷了，还有其他的因素。
And he wanted to bless his boys.
但是他要祝福他的儿子。
He especially wanted to bless Esau.
他尤其想要祝福以扫。
Esau was his oldest son.
是他的长子。
Esau seemed to be his favorite son.
以扫在他看来是他比较喜欢。
His wife liked Jacob better.
他的太太比较喜欢雅各。
And so he sent his son Esau out to the field to prepare a meal.
所以他把以扫打发出去，帮他猎一些野味回来。
Kill an animal, tell mama to bake it or cook it or whatever she needs to do to it, and we'll eat it together.
打野味回来叫人煮了给他吃。
And then after that, I'll bless you.
之后他要祝福以扫。
That blessing was very important.
那时候祝福是一件大事情。
It carried with it a lot of weight.
是一件 很有分量的事情。
Esau went out into the field.
所以以扫就到野外去。
But Jacob's mother and Esau's mother heard what was going on.
但是以扫的母亲听见了以撒所说的。
She said, Jacob, come here quick.
她说雅各请你快过来。
We've got some stuff in the freezer. We're going to cook it up.
我们在冰箱里面我们预备了一些东西。
And we're going to fool Pop.
我们要预备食物，然后我们
You're going to get the blessing, not your brother. And Jacob was maybe a little smarter than his mother. Every young person thinks they're smarter than their mother. It's usually not true, though. But anyway, Jacob said, no, Dad will know the difference. Maybe he can't see me, but he'll smell me.
雅各说我的父亲不能分辨，但是我的父亲可能会闻到我的气味。
Esau has a certain smell to him.
以扫有一种味道。
Not a bad smell.
不是不好的味道。
He smells like the field.
那个是从野地回来的味道。
He smells like he's been out in the woods, and I don't smell like that.
好像从野地里面带回来的味道，但是我身上没有这个味道。
That'll know the difference.
但是
And besides that, Esau has a lot of hair on his arms.
除此之外，以扫的身上还有毛。
And I'm not a very hairy person at all.
但是雅各说我并不是身上很多毛的。
I'm afraid Dad won't like it if he discovers who I really am.
如果父亲发现了，那他会不高兴的。
That mother started to think.
所以他的母亲就在想。
She said, no, we can fool him.
我们还是可以骗他。
We'll put Esau's clothing on you.
我们把以扫的衣服给你穿上。
So you'll smell a little bit like your brother.
And
we'll take some hair and we'll put it on your arms.
我们在你的肩膀上，我们也在你的手臂上也敷一些的毛。
And you bring Isaac, your dad, in his meal.
然后你把以撒的食物带到那里。
And so Jacob went in with the meal before his father.
所以雅各就把食物带到他父亲的面前。
And Isaac was a little bit wary. He didn't think it was Esau.
以撒心里面觉得有点怪怪，他觉得这个人不是以撒。
He said, "You're back very soon, aren't you?"
哦，你怎么这么快就回来了呢？
And Jacob said, "Oh yes, the Lord has favored me, and I found an animal right away."
他说神祝福我，我马上找到野味，我就带回来了。
And Isaac said, "Come near, my son. Come near."
以撒就说，请你近前来。
And Jacob said, "Oh no, this is what I need now."
雅各心里面很高兴，说这就是我要的。
He came close to his father.
所以他来到他父亲的跟前。
His father felt his arm.
所以他的父亲就摸他的手背。 闻了一下。
His father smelled.
他的父亲闻了。It
sounds like Jacob, but it smells like Esau.
你的声音像雅各，但摸起来却是像以扫。
And he feels like Esau too.
哦，闻起来也像以扫。
So my son, kneel down and let me bless you.
他说，请你跪下，我要祝福你。
And we read in Hebrews 11
我们读希伯来书11章,
that he blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things that were to come.
就着将来的事给雅各以扫祝福。
When you read the blessing in Genesis 27 that he gave,
如果我们读创世纪27章的祝福,
you find that that blessing had to do with nations that would serve them. Now when Isaac was blessing his children, there was no potential for nations to serve
him.
Isaac, Jacob, and Esau were nomads.
以撒、雅各、以扫并不是什么特别的人。They
didn't have their own country. They didn't have people that were coming to serve them. But he blessed them by faith. Because there had been a promise that was given to Abraham. And that promise that was given to Abraham, Isaac believed. Isaac never saw the fulfillment of that promise. But he believed it so much that as he blessed his children, he believed that the promise that had been given to Abraham that he never saw would eventuate in fulfilling in his children. In other words, the promise of that Isaac was believing was something that he in his whole lifetime never realized. But although throughout his whole life he never saw the fulfillment of it, he still believed it. That's faith. And we read that after the story of Isaac in verse 21, that Jacob, by faith, when he was dying,
我们读21节,雅各因着信临死的时候,
he blessed both the sons of Joseph.
他向约瑟的两个儿子祝福,
and worshipped leaning on the top of his staff.
扶着杖头敬拜神,
so now Jacob is grown up.
雅各现在也年长了。
He's no longer this young boy in the presence of his father Isaac. Isaac is long gone. Jacob is very old. And he has his grandchildren before him. He had never thought that he would again see his son Joseph. He thought his son Joseph had been killed by animals. And in Genesis 48, where you read of this story, he says, God has not only privileged me in again seeing you, my son Joseph, but in even seeing now your children. But he still hadn't seen the fulfillment of the promise. He had heard about it. He had heard what God was going to do in speaking through Abraham. It had not been realized in the life of Isaac. And now Jacob hadn't realized the promise in his lifetime either. But faith believes the promise of God. And now it's hundreds of years. But he still believes the promise of God. And when he prays for Joseph's children, he blesses them concerning their future. Because his eyes saw the promise and believed the promise. Look at the next individual in this list in the Hebrews 11, verse 22. Now you read of Joseph. Of all the things in the scriptures that we could say concerning Joseph, Hebrews chooses to say this. It says that Joseph, before he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Of all the things to record in Hebrews 11, this chapter of faith, you read about Joseph giving commandment about his bones. We could have said by faith Joseph, when he was thrown in the pit, still believed that God was with him. We could read that Joseph, by faith, when he was in Potiphar's house, disdained the advances of Potiphar's wife. It could have said by faith Joseph was elevated to being second in command in the whole kingdom of Egypt. But the thing that we read about the faith of Joseph concerning in Hebrews 11 was concerning his bones. Because way back in Genesis 15, hundreds of years before, God had spoken a word to Abraham. And that word said, Abraham, everybody in this world and the nations of the world are going to be blessed through you. And you're going to live in a territory that's not your own and be taken by a people not your own. But one day God is going to bring you out into your own land. Joseph believed that word of God. He believed the promise of God, having not seen it at all. And so he said to the people right before he died, when you leave Egypt, bring me with you. Oh, not my physical body, my bones. Because I'm going to die soon. But although not in my lifetime will I see the promise of God, I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. And so when you leave, bring me with you. That's exactly what you read as you read the Old Testament. When the children of Israel under Moses left Egypt, there's mentioned there in the 13th chapter of Exodus, somebody bring Joseph. When they were wandering through the wilderness, they broke camp and the cloud moved or the pillar of fire moved. They packed up all the belongings. They started to follow where God was leading. Somebody bring Joseph. They brought that knapsack with Joseph in it. His bones. He didn't want to stay there in Egypt. He wanted to go into where God was promising to bring those people in. That, my friends, is faith. The faith of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟的信心。
We read that these patriarchs died in faith, not receiving the promises.
我们读到这些伟人，我们知道他们都是在信心的里面死的，并没有得到所应许的。
But they were persuaded of them.
但是他们却相信。
They were convinced of them.
他们深深的相信。
That when they blessed their next generation, they always included in it the promise of God.
当他们向着下一代祝福的时候，神的应许也跟着。
We think that we have to believe God for a long time.
我们以为我们要很长的一段时间来相信神。
Well, I've got a promise of God and I pray for a whole week.
我得到神的应许，我为了要得到这应许，我要整日，我要一个礼拜祷告。
I don't see the answer yet to the promise.
但是我还没有得到从应许来的答案。
I've been believing this promise of God for a whole year.
我相信神的应许，我多年来已经相信神的应许。
For 10 years.
20 years.
Before Abram realized the promise of his son, it was 25 years.
当亚伯拉罕相信这样子相信的时候，他的儿子已经25岁了。
He needed to hold on to that promise.
但他必须抓住神的应许。
Isaac never saw the answer for all the years that he lived.
以撒终他一生的年日也没有看见应许成就。
Jacob never saw the fulfillment for all the years that he lived.
雅各终他一生也没有看见神的应许成就。
Joseph never saw the fulfillment for all the years that he lived.
约瑟终他一生的年日也没有看见神的应许成就。
And hundreds of years have elapsed.
几百年的时间过去了。
But there are people who are believing the promise of God.
但是他们却是一群向神有信心的子民。
We believe that Jesus is coming again.
我们相信耶稣基督还要再来。
My grandfather believed that.
我的祖父相信。
Because he believed it, he lived a life in such a way that he believed Jesus might come today.
因为他是如此的相信，所以他就相信耶稣基督还要再来。
My grandfather died.
我的祖父过去了。
He never saw the promise fulfilled.
他没有看见主的再来。
Jesus hadn't come.
耶稣还没有来。
My father believed that.
我的父亲也相信主要再来。
My father lived in such a way because he believed that Jesus was coming.
他因着信就如此的生活。
Faith in the promise of God.Manifests itself through our lifestyle.
我们向着神话信应许的信心，在我们的生命生活上表现出来。
If we really believe that Jesus is coming, we live our lives in a certain way.
如果我们真的相信主耶稣再来，我们的生活就必定不一样。
We have that hope in us, and we purify ourselves.
我们有盼望，我们也自己接近自己。
We hold lightly to the things of this earth.
我们看着世界的事为轻。
We have a city whose builder and whose maker is God.
我们有神正在建造一座城。
My father died and he never received the answer to that promise.
我父亲也被神接去了，他并没有看见应许得以成就。
I believe that promise.
我也相信神的应许。
I wouldn't be here this morning if I didn't believe it.
如果我不相信，我今天不会站在这里。
You wouldn't be here this morning if you didn't believe it.
如果我们不相信，我们也不会坐在这里。
We live our lives in a certain way because we believe the promise of God.
因着我们相信神的应许，我们就过了另外一种的生活。
Hundreds of years ago when Jesus went up into heaven.
好几百年，好几千年以前，主耶稣已经到了天上。
He said, I'm coming again.
我还要再来。
Just in the same way that you've seen me go into heaven, so I'm going to come again.
如同你们看我如何上去，我还要如同
而
且要下来。
And I'm going to receive my church to myself.
我要迎接我的教会与我同在。
And there has been that promise held before us for hundreds of years.
这样子的应许在我们当中已经好久好久了。
We read in 2 Peter chapter 3.
请我们读彼得后书第三章。
Beginning with verse 4.
第四节。
That there are people that say, where is the promise of his coming?
主要降临的应许在哪里呢?
You mean you really believe that?
他们问我们,你真的相信吗?
You really believe Jesus is coming again?
他问我们：“你们真的相信主耶稣再来吗？”
Oh, come on! They've been saying that for hundreds of years now.
算了吧，因为已经过了好几百年，以前人都是这么说的。
Where is the promise of his coming?
他来的应许在哪里呢？
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
因为从耶稣睡了以来，万物兴起与起初创造的时候是一样的。
People have been talking about his coming since the days of the apostle Paul.
说这些事情与保罗的时代。
They were living like that then.
他与那个时候是一样的。
Because they believed the promise.
因为他们相信神的意思。
And now all these years have elapsed.
所有这些年日都过去了。
And you're still believing that same promise?
我们还相信同样的应许吗?
Peter goes on to say they're willingly ignorant that the Word of God created the heavens of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. We read in verse 7, the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
第七节,但现在的天地还是凭着纳命存留,只留到不敬虔之人受审,判遭沉沦的日子,用火,
but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,不可忘记,
that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
主看一日如千年,
and 1,000 years is one day.
千年如一日,
the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
主不是单言,
as some men count slackness.
就像人在那里算计,
but the Lord is long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish.
其实不是单言,乃是宽容, 不愿有一人沉沦,愿意人人,
but that all should come to repentance.
愿意人人都悔改,
the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
主的日子要来,像贼来到一样,
the heavens and the earth shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
那日天必大有响声废去,有行止的都要被烈火消化,第二集上的物都要烧尽了。
Peter now goes on to say, dear friends, if you really believe that promise,
彼得继续说,弟兄姊妹们,如果我们真的相信神所说的,
what kind of a person should you be in all holy manner of conversation and godliness?
在神的圣洁里面,我们该当怎样子的尽情过生活?
If you really believe the promise of his coming,
如果我们真的相信,
if you really have that faith this morning, if you haven't abandoned the promise because of the years that have elapsed, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph had so much of a less meager basis to put their feet down on, we have so much more given to us in the Scriptures. It should be easier for us to believe God and to believe in His promise of His coming. And if we do, just like the patriarchs of old, we're going to live our lives in a certain way. We're going to confess that we are just in this world strangers and pilgrims passing through. Our life doesn't consist simply in what happens down here, but this life is preparatory for an eternal life. And how we live our life here counts. It doesn't just count for the years of time, but it counts throughout eternity. What manner of lives should we live before our God? A holy life. A pure life. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus in Matthew 24, he warns us what happens when we forget about the promise. When we treat lightly the second coming, at the end of that chapter he says, this is what happens. You begin to eat and drink with the drunkard.
我们吃喝,
you get careless.
你不在意,
you don't care about living a distinct Christian life.
你不在意过一个分别为政的生活,
but you intermingle with the world and the things of the world.
你乃是与世界,
their standard becomes your standard.
世界的标准成为我们的标准,
it's that hope of his coming that keeps us pure.
如果我们仰望他的再来,
Paul says in Romans that we're saved by hope. And that hope maketh not ashamed. He also says in Matthew 24 that if we forget about his coming, we begin to smite our fellow servants, our brothers and sisters. We don't esteem them more highly in love, but we put separations between us. I don't need my brother. Hey, after all, I'm good just the way I am. And we forget that Jesus Christ is building a church. And his church just isn't a Chinese church. Thank God. But it includes all. We have brothers and sisters who God is uniting in this one church. There's only one body. We all hold the head. Jesus Christ is the head. And there aren't a lot of little bodies then. But we're fitly framed together as one. In the Lord's Prayer in John 17, his prayer was that we all may be one. That there be no middle wall of separation. That there be a love and a harmony between one another. That there be a unity in the faith. In Psalm 132, you read, that's where God commands His blessing. As brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, we may have our distinctions. We may have our differences. But in heaven, there are no distinctions or differences. The disciples of Jesus wanted to call down fire on heaven, from heaven. They said, Jesus, that group didn't come from us. Let's get rid of them. Fire from heaven, fall on them. They're our brothers. Jesus said, wait a minute. You don't know what spirit you're of. If they're not against us, they're with us. Christ isn't divided. The body of Christ isn't divided. Oh, that they all may be one was his prayer. One Lord and one faith and one baptism. In New York, I'm on a committee of different churches in our city. And there are different denominations. They don't all believe exactly the same way that I believe. Some of them don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All of them believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins. And we meet together and pray together on occasion. There's one man in the group that won't participate. He did come, but he stopped coming. He said, I can't get together with other people there that believe in the Holy Spirit. And one of the other members of his same denomination said, I wonder what that brother's going to do in heaven. I wonder if he's going to say, oh, I don't want to be there if they're going to be there. If you're not going to be there, where are you going to be?
你如果不愿意在那里, 那你要去哪里呢?
And I think the Lord has a sense of humor.
我们主耶稣也是很有幽默感。
And maybe my mansion is going to be right next to his.
或许我住处就是在他的隔壁。
Knowing him, he'll probably build a big fence.
哦,或许他会盖一个很高的篱笆。
But I don't think there are going to be those kinds of things in heaven.
但是我想在天上不会有这样子的事。
And there shouldn't be those kinds of things on earth either.
在地上,在神的教会也不应当有这样子的事。
Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, says, is Christ divided?
保罗写给哥林多的教会,难道基督是叫我们分离的吗?
There were those there that said, oh, I'm of Paul.
有人说,我是属乎保罗的。
And then other groups said, I'm of Cephas.
我是属乎基法的。
And then the other group said, and I'm of Apollos. And then there were the super saints that said, we are of Christ. And Paul said, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I believe what I'm hearing. Is Christ divided? Isn't there only one Lord?
难道我们不是只有一位主吗?
What were you baptized in?
你受浸归入谁呢?
Into the family of Paul?
你受浸归入保罗的家吗?
Into the family of Peter?
受浸归入彼得的家吗?
Or were you baptized into Christ?
还是你受浸归入了基督?
And as many of us as are baptized into Christ are baptized into one body. Where we are brothers and sisters in Christ. But if you forget the promise, and if you begin to say in your heart, the Lord delays His coming, forget about it. We've got to make our kingdom here on earth. So let's build up our name here on earth. And we begin to smite our fellow servants. When the Lord does come, at the end of Matthew 24, we read, I'll appoint him a portion with the wicked. Friends, are we really convinced of the promise this morning? Do we really believe that Jesus is coming? Well, then how should we then live? What manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? No, I don't join arm in arm and hand in hand with people who don't believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins. But those who have a like precious faith, whether they speak my language or not, whether they raise one hand or two hands, whether they baptize by immersion or by some other form, whether they drink communion out of one cup or out of little cups, that doesn't matter to me. We're one in Christ. We're brothers and sisters and partakers of that one head, which is Christ. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph believed a promise. They didn't see an immediate fulfillment to that promise. But they were persuaded of it. They were assured of it. They embraced it. May God help every one of us to be assured of the promise of His coming. May we embrace it. And may it not just be a doctrine or a theory to us, but may the light of that promise order our lives, dictating to us how we should behave, what manner of persons we ought to be. May God help us. The story in Hebrews 11 goes on. We're reminded now of Moses. In verse 23. Actually, verse 23 doesn't talk very much about Moses, it's more about his parents. Thank God for godly parents. We read in that verse that Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. When Moses was born, he was born to an alien race, a displaced people. It had been about
330-350
years. Moses was born to this family that was oppressed under very much persecution. They were living under the Pharaoh in Egypt. It had been good under the days in Joseph's time. Joseph was dead. The Pharaoh now in charge didn't know Joseph. The people of God were not finding favor in that land.
The
Pharaoh was concerned because that group was growing.
法老心里面忧虑,
so he was trying to oppress them.
所以他想要压制他们.
This was a particularly difficult time. He had given edict that all the male children born should be killed.
那一个时候,凡是生男孩生下来,
usually when a mother is expecting a child, it's a very happy time. The mothers get all excited. The fathers too. Although the fathers don't try to show it. But we're going to have a child. It wasn't a very exciting time in these days. Because if that child happened to be a male child, if your son was born, he wouldn't live.
When
you read in the historical accounts, how they would take those little children and bash their head against the rocks. If they were near to the Nile, they would just take the live child and just throw them into the Nile.
如果靠近尼罗河,
it wasn't a very happy time. These people worked from sun up till sundown. If they took a break in their work, they'd be whipped. They'd often come home bloodied. Suffering affliction. By this time, the Pharaoh had ordered that they had to gather their own straw to make the bricks. Very difficult days. There were many of the children of God at this particular time who had renounced their faith in God. They had begun to serve the gods that they had found in Egypt. But not Moses' parents.
但摩西的父母子,
Amram and Jochebed believed God. They believed that God was going to bring his people out after 400 years. Abraham, hundreds. And then I'm going to bring you out.
神向亚伯拉罕说，你的子民要受逼迫，在400年之过，我要将他们从埃及地领出来。
And although it didn't look good,
虽然在那一个困难的时期,
Amram and Jochebed believed God.
摩西的父母相信神,
they believed the promise of God.
他们相信神的应许,
and when their son was born,
当他们的孩子生下来的时候,
they didn't want their son to be killed with the rest of the children.
他不要他们的男孩跟其他的孩子一样被杀,
but by faith,
乃是因着信,
they took little Moses.
他们留下来摩西,
and they put him in a basket.
他们放在篮子里面,
and they put that basket in the river.
他们让篮子顺着水流,
it doesn't say it in scripture, but I think they knew what was going to happen.
虽然在圣经上没有明言,
I think Moses' parents knew that Pharaoh's daughter bathed there.
他们知道法老王的女儿在河里面洗浴,
I think they put her there on purpose, or put Moses there on purpose. And they put Moses' sister Miriam there to watch. And there the little baby was in the little basket. And here came Pharaoh's daughter to wash. And while she was splashing the water, all of a sudden she heard, wah! What is that?
什么声音?
Wah!
有一个声音,
Miriam, Moses' sister, is watching.
Oh, 摩西的姐姐在那里观看.
Pharaoh's daughter goes over and sees, there's a baby in the basket.
Oh, 法老女儿走近看, 原来是一个小孩子在篮子里.
I don't know where the parents are.
但是她的父母亲在哪里呢?
It looks like one of these Israelite babies.
看起来有点像是以色列人的小孩.
Round face, big nose.
圆脸大嘴巴, 大鼻子.
I don't know what they look like or what they do, but that's an Israelite baby. No mother, though. Oh, I like this baby. Oh, how cute he is.
Oh, 真是可爱.
Oh, I wish he was mine.
我真希望他是我的小孩。
What could I do with this little baby?
我要怎么样带这个小孩呢？
I can't nurse this child.
我不能乳养这个小孩。
And the stores don't sell Similac or Infamil. You can't translate that. What am I going to do with this baby?
我要怎么样抚养这个小孩?
Huh? Here, Mary comes running out.
明天要马上跑出来。
Oh, look what you found.
哦，看看你有了什么。
Where did the baby come from?
Oh, 那个小孩从哪里来的?
Basket here. I found him in the basket.
Oh, 原来我是从这个篮子里面找到的。
It's too bad that you don't have anybody to take care of that baby and to nurse that child.
太可惜了,你没有人能够照顾,能够来喂养这个小孩。
Oh, I have an idea. I could find somebody.
我告诉你,我可以找到别的人。
Why don't I find one of the Hebrew women?
你怎么不让,请让我找一个希伯来的妇女。
Just stay here. I'll go see if I can find someone.
你在这等一等，我去找那个人来。
Miriam ran home.
玛利亚马上跑回家。
Hey, Mom, it worked.
母亲计划成功了。She
fell for it. She's got little Moses in her arms.
哗啦啦，女儿真的是把摩西抱起来了。And
guess what? She's looking for somebody to take care of the baby.
她需要有人来照看摩西。I
told her I thought I knew somebody.
我告诉他我可以为他找到人。Well,
let's go.
走，我们一起去。
So Jochebed runs out there with Miriam.
所以他们马上跑去。
Oh, I'm sorry, you have a baby there.
哦，他母亲一看，摩西的母亲一看见，就对巴老女儿说， Oh, 你有了这个小孩子。
I don't know if I could take. Well, maybe I can. Sure, why not? I'll do my best.
他说，哦，我不是很确定。哦，当然我可以照顾这个小孩子。
And Pharaoh's daughter said, You really will?
巴老女儿问他，你真的要为我乳养这个小孩吗？I'd
appreciate it if you nurse this child for me.
你如果能够为我乳养这个小孩，我很感激你的。And
then when the child is weaned, I'll take him back.
如果当这小孩断奶成长的时候，我再把他带回来。But
until that time, you'll watch him for me, won't you?
但是你在这之前，你为我照看他好吗？And
of course, nobody would destroy that child.
当然没有人会把他糟蹋。That
child belonged to Pharaoh's daughter.
那个小孩是属于巴老的女王。But
the child was being entrusted to the mother.
但是摩西乃是被带回到他的母亲怀中。Jochebed
nursed that kid for a long time.
摩西的母亲乳养他长日。Most
writers think between the ages of 4 and 5.
在摩西4到5岁的时候。And
for the first 4 or 5 years of Moses' life, he got to live home with his parents.
在摩西在他4岁或5岁之前，他与他的母亲一同居住。And
it wasn't just that he got to live home with his parents.
他不仅仅与他的父母一同居住,
but his parents got to instill into Moses the things of God. By the time your child is 4 or 5 years old, they could learn a lot.
你知道吗? 当一个小孩,当他长到4岁,5岁的时候,
they could learn a lot about the things of God. I wouldn't be surprised if they knew some of the songs.
我如果说他们知道诗篇的话,
songs that Jochebed would rock her son to sleep with.
当他母亲摇着他入睡的时候唱诗.
Songs about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
有关于亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各神的诗歌.
Maybe by this time Moses had already been able to hear about the faith of Abraham.
或许在这个时候，摩西就能够听到有关亚伯拉罕的信心.
Moses, years ago, there's a man named Abraham.
哦，摩西啊，许多年、许多年以前，有一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
He believed God.
他相信神。
It wasn't easy, but he believed God.
并不容易的，但是他相信神。
Oh, let me tell you about Isaac and Jacob and Joseph too.
那我也告诉你有关以撒、雅各、约瑟的事。
And I think you all realize that a 4 or 5 year old child could understand those stories.
我相信一个4岁、5岁的小孩，他们懂的。My
4 year old child could understand them.
我四岁的小孩，他能够懂。
And there was instilled into something of Jochebed and Amram into Moses.
所以摩西的父母这个时候就教育他的小孩。
Remember that Paul says the same thing about Timothy in the New Testament.
我们也知道保罗在新约说到提摩太的时候。
Timothy, the faith that was in your mother and your grandmother, I perceive it's in you also.
提摩太啊，我相信在你母亲跟你外祖母里面的信心，今天也在你里面。
That from a child they've taught you the scriptures.
你从小的时候，他们就教导你圣经。There's
something that's been instilled into that little heart of Timothy as a boy.
在那么小的一个年龄的里面，神的话就进到小孩子里面。When
you put a good foundation into your children,
如果你的小孩子在神的事上有一个好的根基，The
Holy Ghost has something to work with.
让圣灵有工作的根基。David
says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?"
年轻人该当怎么样有一个？ 清洁的路。
And he answers the question, it's by taking heed according to the word of God.
乃是你能够专注于神的话。
David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
大卫说神的话在我的里面使我不至于得罪耶和华。
And although Moses was born in a very terrible time of the history of the children of Israel,
虽然摩西生在一个以色列的孩子受逼迫的大时代。
He was born to people who believed God.
他生在一个相信神的父母的家中。
In Proverbs we read, if you train up a child in the way he should go,
在圣言里面如果说我们如此教导小孩
when he's old, he won't depart from it.
当孩子长大的时候他们就不愿意要正路。
Now, Amram and Jochebed did all of that by faith.
摩西的父母来自因着信做的这些事。
They did not fear the wrath of the king.
他们并不怕王的命令。
They did not fear the days and the times that they were living in.
他们也不怕他们所生活的困难。
They had a faith in God.
他们相信神。
I find there are people, at least in New York, that are afraid about the days in which we live.
我知道在纽约有的人对于生活的困难他们耿耿于怀。
They're afraid that their children won't be able to stand for Jesus.
他们怕他们的小孩不能为主站立得住。
The influence and pull of the world is so strong.
这个世界来的影响何其强大。
And they're afraid that their kids may not make it.
他们心里面害怕他们的孩子不能为主站住。
Have faith in God.
我们要向神有信心。
Don't have faith in yourself.
我们自己有没有这样子的信心？
Don't have faith in your ability as a mother or a father.
你的父母亲有这样子的信心吗？
Have faith that God is able to keep that which you instill into their hearts and which he has put into their souls.
父母亲有这样子的信心，神就能够做事，这样的信心坐在小孩子里面。
Like Daniel and his friends there in Babylon.
当但以理与他的三个朋友在巴比伦的时候。
Learning all the learning of the Babylonians.
他们学会了巴比伦所有一切的事。
But they had a faith in God that kept them.
但是神的信心保全了他们。
So Amram and Jochebed by faith hid their child.
所以摩西的父母亲因着信藏了他。
And they raised their child.
他们抚养他们的孩子。
Until he got to whatever age it was, 4 or 5.
或许到四岁五岁。
And then Pharaoh's daughter came back knocking on the door.
之后法老的女儿。
I'm sure she had visitation rights.
我想他有看望的权利。
She probably kept pretty close tabs on that little boy.
他或许非常注意这个小孩子的发展。
And now it was time to take Moses into Pharaoh's palace.
现在乃是带摩西进入王宫的时候了。
And so Moses grew up from age 5 to age 40 in Pharaoh's palace.
所以摩西在埃及的王宫从四岁到四十岁，摩西在埃及的王宫长大。
We read in the writings of Josephus that Moses was a very famous child.
我们可以知道摩西是一个很有名的小孩
A beautiful child
很俊美的孩子
The best of Egypt was poured out upon Moses
埃及地所有一切的最好都倾倒在摩西身上
The best of education and learning
埃及地一切的学问
The best in sciences
最好的科学
The best in food
最好的食物
Everything that Moses wanted he could get
埃及地所有一切最好的摩西都能够得到
When he walked through the streets, people would bow.
当他在街道行走的时候，人一看见会下跪。
When he would sail down the Nile, as the boat would pass by, people would bow.
当他行船的时候，人看见了也会下跪。
One historian says he was such a handsome man that people would come just to look at him.
他如此的俊美，人都想要来看他一眼。
Just to catch a glimpse of this Moses.
就是稍微看到他一点。
I'm sure he had the finest of clothing.
我们也相信他穿着最好的衣服。
His lifestyle was so different than the people of God.
他的生活与神百姓的其他人生活完全不一样。
They were suffering hardship and oppression.
神的百姓在受苦。
Moses was living the life.
但是摩西在那里过好的生活。
But we read in verse 24,
24节,
that when Moses was come to years,
当摩西长大了。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Could you imagine the shock in that palace?
我们读了这句话，你不觉得震动吗？
But all of a sudden, Moses one day got up and he said, "Hey, guess what? I don't want to be here anymore."
你可以想象摩西有一天他起来说，
"I'd rather go back and live among my people."
我不要在王宫里面生活，我要与我的同伴们一同过生活。
I'm a Jew.
我是个以色列人。
I'm not an Egyptian.
我不是埃及人。
And thanks for all the filet mignon.
感谢你所有一切的
But I'd rather chew on that stew that they get down there. I'd rather suffer affliction with the people of God. I'd rather identify with them than identify with you. I don't want to enjoy the pleasures of sin over here in Egypt. But I want to follow God. Where did he get all that from? Where did that idea come from? I believe there was something instilled in him as a boy. Something of the Word of God. Of the faith that he saw in his mother and his father. And all through the years of being raised in Pharaoh's palace. He never saw in that palace what he saw in his mother and his father. He saw a joy that was not dependent upon the circumstances. They didn't have to drink out of a bottle to get happy. They don't have to be entertained by the finest of entertainment to have a good night. But there was a peace that was in them, even in the midst of the turbulence that they lived among. And Moses wanted that. And Moses knew he didn't belong to this camp of the Egyptians, he belonged to the Israelites. So it says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose rather to suffer affliction with people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures that there were in Egypt. Because he had a respect to the recompense of the reward. He knew that if he lived among the people of God, there was something up ahead that he saw by faith. He knew that there was a promise of God that was promised better things than what they were experiencing now. But if you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. If you're willing to drink the cup of suffering, well, you'll share in the victory. We read of Jesus who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He despised the shame. He bore that penalty for us. Because he saw something up ahead. Moses saw something up ahead. And so by faith he said, "Goodbye, old world, I'm through with you." And he made his decision not on a whim. It was as a mature individual. He calculated the cost. He understood what was meant to throw in his lot with the people of God at that time. But he was willing for that. And he did it by faith. Not by sight, but by faith. He believed that God was going to bring them out. And he believed it by faith. So we read in the next verse. Verse 28. By faith he kept the Passover. He had now identified himself with the people of God. He had been living among them. He had been suffering with them. And one day God spoke to Moses. And God said, "Moses, I'm going to deliver my people. Their cry has come up into my ears. It's time for me to bring them out." It was a little more than 400 years. And Moses said, "That sounds like a good idea, Lord." And the Lord said, "Moses, I'm going to use you." And Moses said, "No." "I want to be delivered, but no, don't use me. I'm not good enough. I'm not capable enough." They had a little argument back and forth in Exodus 2 and 3. Finally, Moses said, yes, okay, take Aaron with me.
后来摩西说,好,我愿意答应你,请让亚伦与我同去。
You remember how God sent them before the Pharaoh.
你知道,他们来到巴老之前,
Moses said, let my people go.
摩西向巴老说,让我的子民离去。
And Pharaoh said, pooh.
巴老说,不行。
Who should? Pharaoh said, no, I'm not going to let them go.
巴老说,不,我不让他们出去。
Anyway, Pharaoh said, they're going to stay here. They're my people. They're my slaves.
巴老说,他们要留在这里,他们是属于我们的,他是我们的奴隶。
The Lord said to Moses, tell Pharaoh, if you don't let my people go, I'm going to send a plague.
谁向摩西说,你去向巴老说,如果你不让我的子民出去,我就将瘟疫降下来。
There were different plagues that came, lice, frogs, all kinds of things.
有许多的灾降在埃及地。
And sure enough, by faith, those things came.
果真如此,因着信这一些灾害就临到埃及地。
Pharaoh said, okay, get rid of these frogs, let them go.
哦,巴老说,好,我答应你,让这一些青蛙离开。
The frogs went away, and Pharaoh said, they're not going anywhere.
当青蛙离开的时候,巴老又说,我不让这些民离开我。
Finally, you get to the last plague.
最后到了最后一个灾。
That's what you read about here in the 28th verse.
就是我们这里所读的第28节。
God said, Moses, this is what I want you to do.
神跟摩西说,我要你这样做。
But listen to me, this is important.
注意听。
This was not only Moses that had to do this.
不仅仅你一个人要如此做。
It was simply Moses that called down the lice or the frogs or the flies or everything else. But here at this particular plague, everybody had to participate.
以前都是摩西所做的,但是这一次不只是摩西的。
Moses said, this is what God wants.
摩西说,这是神所要的。
I'm going to take a lamb.
我要取一只羔羊来。
The 10th day of the month, we take the lamb.
在正月十日,拿一只羔羊来。
The 14th day of the month, we kill the lamb.
在正月十四号,我们宰了这一只羊。
We put the blood in a basin.
我们将它的血放在盆子里面。
We take the blood that evening.
我们在那天晚上将这个血。
We put the blood on the doorpost and over the door of our house.
撒在门楣。
Not just Moses' house.
不仅仅是摩西家的门楣,
your house and your house and your house and your house and every last one of you.
每一个人的门楣,
now, if you don't believe, don't put the blood over the doorpost.
如果你不相信,
but if you want to do like I'm doing and have faith in God, you've got to put the blood over the door of your house.
如果你相信,
I can't put the blood over your house.
撒血在门楣上,
Brother Z can't save you.
实际上不能救你,
nobody can save you.
没有人能够救你,
you by faith have to take the blood and apply it to
yourself. 每一个人都必须凭信领受这个血。
Every single home had to take the blood and apply it themselves.
每一个家都必须凭着信领受这个血。
Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood.
因着信守逾越节行洒血的礼。
Now that seems like a foolish thing to do.
看起来好像是很愚蠢的事。
You mean if I don't put the blood there, the death angel is going to come and the firstborn is going to be killed in that home?
你告诉我,如果不把血撒在门楣上, 命令的使者来就夺取我的长子吗?
Sounds a little far-fetched to me.
这好像离我很远的一件事。
If you believe that, I'll sell you a bridge.
如果你相信的话,
but by faith.
但是, 如果我没相信,
why?
为什么?
Because God said so.
因为神如此说。
That's what faith is, friends.
弟兄姊妹们,
faith responds to the word of God.
信心就是我们对神话的反应。
If God says put blood over your house to be saved,
如果神说将你的血撒在门楣上使你全家得救,
you do what God says, whether it sounds logical or not.
你不会以为不合逻辑,你就不做。
And so he did it.
所以他做。
And that night the death angel went through the whole land.
那一晚,命令的天使行走埃及全地。
And all through Egypt there was lamenting, wailing, crying.
埃及全地有哀哭的声音。
From the house of Pharaoh.
从法老的家。
The house of Pharaoh where Moses once lived.
摩西曾经住过的法老的王宫。
They were not spared.
他们并没有因此免灾。
The sorcerers and magicians and wise men in Egypt were not spared.
法术师,
all the learning and all the wealth and all the pleasures and all the serendipities of Egypt couldn't save them from that death angel.
所有的知识,财富都不能拯救埃及全地的。
The only thing that could save them from the death angel was the blood.
唯一能够拯救的, and
when that angel saw the blood, he passed over that house.
当灭命的天使看见血的时候, 他就预,
there was no death there, there was life there.
在那里没有死亡，在那里有生命。
And when Pharaoh saw what was happening, he said, tell those people to get out of here. I don't want them in this country anymore. And finally, the word of Abraham in Genesis 15 was fulfilled. And those people as a nation came out. They were freed and delivered from the bondage of Egypt by the blood. The blood brought every one of those homes out. You read that story in Exodus chapter
12.
We have to move ahead real fast. It goes on next to say that by faith they passed through the Red Sea. God led his people. There was a cloud in the sky by day. There's a pillar of fire by night. And they just had to follow where God led them. We read in the scriptures that God didn't lead them in a direct path right into the promised land. There were large armies and enemies in that territory, and lest the people be discouraged and want to go back, he led them round about. And now you get to the place where God has led them into a cul-de-sac. They were stuck. There were mountains on one side, desert on the other side, water in front of them. This was now several days since they had come out of Egypt. And the Egyptians decided, hey, we made a mistake. Who's going to do all the work for us if these people aren't here? Pharaoh gave the command to go get them again. And his army start to pursue after the children of Israel. They turn around and they see those armies coming. They look to the left and they see mountains. They look to the right and they see desert. They look straight ahead and they see a body of water.
They're stuck.
Now you would hope that by faith all of them would just look to God. But they didn't. It took the faith of Moses. One man. All the rest of them started to murmur and grumble and complain. Moses said, what am I going to do, Lord? I need you to speak to me, to give me some word. I don't know what to do unless you tell me. But whatever you tell me, I'll do. The Lord said, what's in your hand?
神问他,
well, that's my rod, my staff.
我手中的杖,
I want you to take it and stretch it out over the Red Sea.
我要你举起来,
and when you stretch it out over the sea, the waters are just going to part.
当你指红海的时候,
by faith, Moses did it.
因着信,
he didn't see it happen before he stretched out and went in.
当他指着红海之前,
but as he stretched forth that staff, and as they took the ark and put their feet in the waters parted.
It was
dry ground before the children of Israel.
人来自红海,
they all passed through the Red Sea. They all came into the promised land on the other side. They're on the other side, and the Egyptians, trying to get through, got stuck. The water comes back down upon them and they're all killed. And all the children of Israel begin to sing a great song of victory. They should have sung a song of victory before they crossed the sea. They should have been able to praise the Lord and thank Him by faith, expecting to see God work on their behalf. But they hadn't grown in faith to that point. Moses, thank God, did.
感谢神,
see, when God brought those children out of Egypt, He said, I bring you out that I might bring you in.
当神带领埃及人出埃及地的时候，神应许他们要带他们进入迦南美地。
That was God's word. He didn't say, I'm going to bring you out so you can die in the wilderness.
神并没有说我带你们出埃及地，你们死在旷野。
He didn't say I'm going to bring you out so that you can wander around here and be killed by the Egyptians who are pursuing you.
也没有说当你出埃及的时候，埃及的追兵要来追你们，你们会被追杀。
He said, I'm bringing you out of Egypt so that I might bring you into the victory that I promised for you.
我所说的乃是我要将你带出埃及地，进入应许之地。
But you only get into that victory by faith.
但是你只能凭信心受这样的得胜。
God has promised every one of you, He's brought you out of your bondage.
神已经应许我们，他已经带领我们脱离了我们的束缚。
Not so that you can be entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
那不是说我们可以再回去以往的日子。
But so that you can be brought into the victory that He's promised for you.
乃是神带领我们，使我们进入他的应许之地。
But you're going to get there by faith.
但是必须凭信进入那个应许之地。
It was by faith that you took the blood and applied it to your life.
乃是凭信我们领受神所一切的作为。
Paul says, now you don't just begin in faith, but now you continue in faith.
保罗说不仅仅从因信开始，我们还继续因信生活。
You walk by faith.
我们因信行事。
You live by faith.
我们因信生活。
And know that God is able for you.
神是在我们身上有能力的神。
He's able to bring you in all the way through.
他有能力带领我们经过。
And so they came through the Red Sea by faith.
所以他们一起过了红海。
They came to Jericho.
他们来到了耶利哥。
Moses now has died.
摩西已经被主接。
Joshua leads them.
约书亚起来带领以色列。
And it was by faith that they encompassed the city of Jericho.
因着信他们围绕耶利哥城。
It was by faith that those walls of Jericho fell.
因着信耶利哥城的城墙倒塌了。
It was by faith that Rahab the harlot didn't perish with all those in Jericho.
因着信妓女大伙不与其他的人一同灭亡。
These are all wonderful lessons for us to learn.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是宝贵宝贵的信息。
To believe our God.
相信我们的神。
And at the end of the chapter 11, in the 32nd verse, the writer says, what more can I say?
到了32节，保罗说，我又何必再说呢？
Time is running out.
没有时间了。
We can't stay here all day.
我们不能在这里一直待下去。
My pen is running out of ink.
我已经没有墨汁再写下去了。
I can't write about all these stories.
我没有办法一一的详细写下去了。
But you Hebrew Christians that are getting a little weary in the fight.
哦，这些希伯来的基督徒啊。
What more can I say? But I'd like to remind you about Gideon.
我不能一一详说，但是我要再提醒你们。
I'd like to remind you of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets.
巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、大撒母耳和众先知。
Who these men and women by faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness and obtained promises and stopped the mouth of lions.
因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
By faith they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong.Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
灭了烈火，灭了烈火，猛士过了刀剑的刀锋，软弱变为刚强，正在显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
By faith, women received dead back to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings.Bonds and imprisonment were stoned and sawn asunder. Tempted were slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and tormented.
又有人受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各种的磨练，被枝头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、苦难、受害。
But every single one of these obtained a good report through faith.
每一个人都得了信心美好的证据。
They received, not all of them receiving the promise.
他们并不是都得到所应许的。
But every one of them were called upon to live a life of faith.
但是每一个人都蒙召过一个信心的生活。
There is no telling what God can do through faith.
我们真的是不能说神借着信心能够做什么。
Still today, what God can do through faith.
但是神在今天借着信心，他能够做所有的事。
God is looking for men and women who will believe His word.
神正在寻找那一些有信心的儿女。
Who will trust Him in the face of all opposition?
信靠耶稣基督的。
Who won't stagger at His promise through unbelief?
如果我们在这里原地不动。
Though it be many, many years.
虽然许多年。
And perhaps not even seeing deliverance.
还没有看见被能拯救。
Still believing and standing on the promises and on the word of God.
我们仍然相信神所说的话。 他的应许。
In closing, I'd just like to leave with you the first verse of the next chapter.
结束的时候，我要说到希伯来书十二章的第一节。
Where Paul says, "We're encompassed about with this great cloud of witnesses."
我们有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
We have all of these different ones who have gone on before and have shown us by faith.
我们有这么多的见证人，在他们信心里面。
What it really means to live for God and to please God. Seeing we're encompassed about by them, let's lay aside every weight. Let's lay aside anything that would hinder us. And let's run with endurance the race that is set before us. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. John says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The world has yet to see, it was said to D.L. Moody, the person whose life is totally given to Jesus Christ and who believes God.
穆迪说过，这世界乃是所有信心的人来承受的。
And D.L. Moody said, I want to be that man.
穆迪说，我要成为那个有信心的人。
I want to believe God.
我要相信神。
So do I.
我也要相信神。
And I trust by the grace of God, so do all of us.
我信神的恩典，叫我们每一个人今天都说，我也要相信神。
Let's not get weary in well doing.
我们不要因着疲倦。
In due season we shall reap if we faint not.
时候到了，我们就要。
We're marching to Zion.
我们乃是向锡安奔跑。
Beautiful, beautiful Zion.
美丽的，美丽的锡安。
We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
我们向前奔跑，神美丽的锡安。
So let's be true and faithful.
愿意我们都忠心。
By the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典。
Maybe we can sing that song in closing.
Amen. 美丽的锡安。
It's in our book. I don't know the number, but we'll find it.